Well, an early good morning to you on this 24th, that's right, the 24th of January, 2020, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for spending time with me. Take care of yourself. What can I say about that? The picture on the website is a picture of me and my dear wife, Lucy. I was riding my bike with my radio producer a number of years ago, Mark Ramsey. He would come over to the house, bring his bike on the car, and we would, in like fashion, drive to the beach. And as we were driving to the beach, an MTA, Metropolitan Transit Authority, bus hit me, knocked me about 40 feet, cracked two ribs, punctured a lung, and beat me up pretty badly. I thought that I'd put this picture up to show you that things happen while you're living the life, and it's natural. It's supposed to take place. Nothing's wrong with you. But you have to take care of yourself. And I think that one of the best caregivers that I had was my dear wife, Lucy. She took care of me. Yes, she did. And I think that she did a pretty good job of it. You can see in this particular picture here, the look on her face, and the look on the face was a look of concern and determination. So I had a real good caregiver. I married a person I believe that genuinely loved me, and I believe that I genuinely loved her. Keep it in mind. I want to say this now because I have to speak with you brothers out there, because it's very easy for a brother these days to attempt to try to correct his woman by putting his hand on her. I never put my hand on her in a negative way. We have, because my daughters are still alive. All praises be to God. And they are a living witness. Now, what they do for me is they do as Lucy did. They encourage me to go to a medical physician and to receive a checkup to find out how I'm doing in my life, instead of me just waiting for something to come up. I do go to the doctor and I get regular health checkup. So I want to talk with you brothers and sisters of all nationalities to take care of yourself. Basically, that's what I'm asking you to do, to take care of yourselves. Eric Davis, who is a Major League Baseball player who successfully had a cancerous tumor removed, wrote these words. He says, "You can be afraid of needles all day long, but you can still give blood at the doctor's office. But when somebody says, lie down on the table, I'm going to stick this tube in you, they say, no, I feel great. Well, they're just not educated." He says that they're not educated people, because if the doctor wants to stick a tube in you, he is attempting to help you. He's attempting to bring you on board. During a visit to the doctor's office, a man named John was told something that confirmed that he had read about recently. Generally speaking, black men, and specifically black men, because a lot of them in this country don't have medical insurance, believe it or not. They haven't worked on a job long enough to obtain that. And I'm telling you, being a black man on the job is a peculiar thing. I've worked in office situations and companies. When I was a college professor, there were very few of us black men that were college professors. Even as an adjunct, I did not see too many black men there. But generally speaking, black men do not go to the doctor. We just don't do that. I told my doctor, because he says, John, you should visit me twice a year. And I told him, I'll visit you when I want to. To this date, I do not get flu shots. And I think that I'm a pretty healthy guy at going on 76. But I don't get flu shots. I don't require a flu shot. But they say, well, John, you should get a flu shot. My doctor tells me all the time, you should get a flu shot, because if you get the flu and you're a senior citizen, you don't have the metabolism to fight it. Wait, I'm getting a call here from a friend of mine from out of the state. Hey, Clifford, how are you? Can you hear me? Well, I'm not hearing you. So I'm in the middle of a webcast, so call me back. Call me back. Wait a minute. Let me check my volume, Cliff. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Do you hear me now? No, I don't hear you. So you're going to have to call me back, Cliff. Okay. That's Cliff Jackson. He used to be one of my cameramen in the vet. And he lives in the Carolinas, and he just called me from the Carolinas. And Cliff is in good health. I'm in good health. He's constantly calling. He'll probably be visiting Los Angeles soon. And so I'm happy about that. I'll get back with him later on. And isn't it wonderful that he can just call me at any time? But let me get back to this thing on health issues, because with black men, we don't like going to the doctor. As the doctor checked this man named John's vital signs, the African-American nurse told John, it's good to see a black man coming in for his annual checkups. You know, my husband is 32 years old, and he's never even had a physical. I've tried to get him in here so many times, but he'd have to be carried in on a stretcher just to get him to see the doctor, quote, unquote. Well, I know a lot of people are like that, and I'm kind of like that, because if I don't need a doctor, I'm not going to go and try to see him. I don't want to press my luck, so to say, but I only go to a place where where I need to go. And sometimes if I wait too late, it's too late. Unlike women who tend to visit the doctor on a regular basis, men, not just black men, white men, Asian men, Hispanic men, all of them are hesitant to seek medical attention. That's that machoism in us. Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, when there's something wrong with you, you know it. I was going through a terrible time in my recovery from my open heart surgery and getting better. And the doctor told me, he said, John, if you just keep exercising your limbs, man, you guys will be very proud of me. I got to brag and tell you what I did a couple of days ago. I had my little dog, Harcourt, and he wanted to go walking. He just pulls me at the leash. And did you know that he had me walking around 4 complete blocks? That's the first time that I've done that since my open heart surgery. It's just like all of a sudden, I got better. Just all of a sudden, I don't know. I didn't do anything. My diet is right. I have learned. Most of the time, I can only eat just a sandwich, and I'm satisfied. I was woken up this morning early in my sleep, around 2:30, thinking about spinach and greens. I want to make that. I want to make a spinach and green kind of a thing with vegetables in it, season it up real nice. I need those kinds of nutrients in my body. You see, my body is speaking to me. Many of us see doing so as admitting weakness. In other words, if you go see the doctor, then you're weak. Well, the fact is, going to the doctor on a regular basis is one of the most intelligent things that you can do for yourself. I ask young men all the time, do you have medical insurance? Are you taking care of your body? Are you getting regular checkups? In the process, we can save those we love and care about them unnecessarily, keeping them from anguish, suffering, and even grief in death. Because we're going to leave this planet, as I said on the website, you're either going to leave this planet on a rocket ship or you're going to leave this planet through death. But you're going to leave this planet. You are not going to stay here at all. Unlike our cars, we do not come with warranty, fellas. No, there's no warranty on our lives. And for those of us that are spiritual, you can go to church and pray. You can speak in tongues. You can lift your hands up. You can try to bind the devil and bind the devil's mama and all that other kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you, when it's time for you to leave this planet, you're getting the Hades out of here. And you're going to get out with everybody else when the time is elected for you to leave. And so all of this nonsense about you hanging around here until you want to leave, no, it really don't happen that way. You're going to leave at the right time and within the right space. That's just the way it is. Now, you only have one body. I know I have it. You're looking at a picture of it. You see that picture on the website of me? You see my hair is not completely white because that's been a number of years ago. And I got to tell you a story about this. When the bus hit me, a lot of people were saying, some of the people that heard me on the radio, some of the people in other churches, they said, oh, Pastor John must have done something wrong, and God is trying to get his attention. Let me tell you something. I've never been afraid of dying. When the bus hit me, it knocked me completely out. When I came to, I was in the back of an ambulance, and Mark Ramsey told me what happened because he was my fellow rider, and he saw the whole incident. No, I didn't turn in front of the bus. As a matter of fact, some years afterwards, I received a payment for the negligence of the MTA. It wasn't that much because the attorney took most of that. I've never tried to sue anybody, and I won't until this day because I only want what God wants me to have. Man, that's another discussion altogether different because I had a discussion with a friend of mine who is a materialist, and I said, why did you buy that? Why did you buy this? You didn't need it. You know what he told me? He said, I bought it because I wanted it. Now, that's immature when we're living in a day and age when finance is very important. Finance and financing are the things that keeps us and as well as sustains us in this world. We need to know that. We need to realize that. But let me get back to the point. When the body runs its course, we don't trade it in. We junk it. That's right. When I get sick, if I get a disease or something like that, you know, they got this Chinese virus going around and everybody's afraid of the Chinese coming to this country and bringing the virus over here. They're trying to stop it from spreading and everything. You know what? Where the human species are, these viruses and these crises are going to become more and more adapted to the human experience. And try as you may, you will not be able to escape from what is looking you dead in the face. So our bodies are not indestructible things. And sometimes we think we can go to church and play this game with God and say, see, God is going to protect me because the Holy Spirit is surrounding me and keeping all those things from me. You're completely out of your mind. You need to go to the doctor and see what you have. Now, I don't like going to them because every time I go, they're poking and taking blood. And I said, what do you need more blood for? Nothing's happened in my body. But I've learned that when they take my blood, they check every aspect of it. They can see how my heart is, my spleen, my liver, my kidneys, everything through checking the blood. Sometimes they take 3 vials. I tell them to take 6. Take as much as you need, but get a checkup. Take care of yourself. If God gave you this beautiful body that you're living in, He intends for you to take care of it. Oh, I was blessed. I was blessed today when a young man came up to me and he said, well, he was helping an in-law of his brother. He had to go and help him out. And he said, I gave him the same wisdom, John, that you were giving me for years. And he said, I want to thank you for spending that time with me and sharing that insight with me, because it speaks volumes now to what I share with people that I come in contact with. Now, that's good. I may be the doctor for his mind, but there's another doctor that can take care of his body. And I think that black men ought to do the best to make sure that their bodies stay fit and firm for the years that God has left for them. And I praise God for that. I praise God that He's given me enough strength in my body, in my limbs, to do a webcast such as this, and so that I can share this with my many brothers and sisters out there that listen to me on a regular basis. So it's time to change our attitudes about our bodies. We have to protect them through education, early detection, and treatment. That's our obligation to do that. Although it's smart to see a doctor when we're sick and trying to get better, I think that we also have to see that doctor when we're healthy. I'm feeling 100% on this Friday morning. As a matter of fact, it's Friday morning in Los Angeles, and the time right now is 7:01 in the morning. I've been in the study since about 5. I've been up, and I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night. I don't require that much sleep. I require more exercise. I want to do more walking, take care of a little business, keep my body strong and fit. Those of you that are men that have teenage children and older, now is the time for you to see your local physician, because this is where things creep in. Creeps in through food, through the air that we breathe, through being around people that may be a little different from us, that may live differently. I'm not saying that that person is in some kind of way contaminated or polluted with something, but you have to realize that the more that you're around people, this can affect you in a negative way. Now, I'm going to give you some what I call action steps. And as I give you these action steps, I want you to know that I'm quoting from a book called What Black Men Should Do Now. It's a book of 100 Simple Truths, Ideas, and Concepts by K. Thomas Oglesby. I've been mentioning that, and as you come to the webcast and I'm talking about different things, he has over about 100 Simple Truths. That's 100 webcasts. If I just follow page by page and talk you through it, share a picture on my website, share some insight where I am on my way to 76, feeling healthily because I eat healthily, I exercise healthily, mentally, I don't put myself on, I'm riding the No Stress Express. I don't ride an express that brings stress to me. I was talking with a young man not too long ago, and he was saying, I expected you to bail me out. I said, no, that causes me stress. I'm not bailing out no grown-ass man. What I can do is I can teach you concepts or ways in which you might be able to better tackle certain things in your life, but I'm not going to tackle them for you. You will tackle those things by yourself. That's what it's all about. tackling it by oneself. Because in this life, you're living this life on your own basis, not on mine. Now, don't let a preventable illness strike before you begin seeing a doctor. It may be too late. Now, that's a good action step. Don't wait on something to come up. If it's brewing in your body, you're not Superman. You don't have X-ray vision. You can't see it. You can't see a cancer growing, but you can feel it. I recall when my sciatic nerve problem was killing me. I'm telling you, for months, I could barely stand up without wincing in dire agony. Went to my doctor, and the doctor said, "Mr. Coleman, you're getting old. Get used to that." Now, I could have taken a myriad amount of pain medicines, but that would not have been good for my psyche or my physical body. So what did I do? I endured the pain until the pain left itself. I kept walking it, bending my body, exercising it away. Then you have to choose a physician with whom you're comfortable. My doctor is Korean. When I first came into his office, I found that he was a very astute Christian. I like that because we could discuss biblical things as I went in to see him in the office, and that I'm a retired pastor. And I would ask him for certain prescriptions of medicine, and he would refuse me because he said, "Your heart may not be strong enough." And I told the doctor, "Let me determine that." See, because I live in my body. Okay, you can make an informed choice, make appointments with several prospective doctors to meet and talk with them for about 10 minutes or so. Consider your doctor as your ally, not your enemy. He's there to help you, not to hinder you. If he finds something in you, he didn't put it there. God allowed it to be. You see, rid me from those religious folk that say, "Oh, I went to the doctor and he found a cancer and I bind it in the name of Jesus." No, in the name of your life, you need to go to a doctor and get that mess cut out. Not cast out, but cut out. And they have to cut you in order for you to feel good. When I was having my heart problem, okay, they had to cut in my chest, cut those bad arteries out and put two veins up there. And they told me, "Now correct your diet, stop eating all this fat, watch your sugar intake, and blah, 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 blah." I haven't been doing it the way I should, but I did get the picture. All right. If you've been diagnosed with diabetes, understand that you just don't have a touch of sugar. Brother, you have diabetes. Call it what it is and treat it for what it is. We don't like to do that because we are, "Oh, I'm dying." Yes, all of us are dying. You were born dying. When you were born as a baby, there was a coating on your body that protected that beautiful body while it was in its mother's womb. But when that body is born out of that womb, there that coating is rubbed off, weather takes it off, the environment takes it off. But an illness that is well managed and not taken lightly is an illness that could be gotten over. Many of us do not believe that we can get over such things like that. If you want more information about diabetes, you can call 1-800-DIABETES. That is 1-800-342-2383. And here's another one I wasn't too sure about, but I check myself when I shower. All the time. I check my entire body. Guys, listen to me. There's no shame in the game. If you have been diagnosed with testicular, well, you have to do a monthly test. testicle self-exam on yourself. This check is quick and easy and painless and effective, but not merely enough of us black men do that because we don't want to check ourselves. Testicular cancer is the most common type of tumor diagnosed in men between the ages of 20 and 35. Now, I didn't know that until I'm reading up on that, and I'm saying, wow, and I'm going on 76. Okay, now here's the good news. While the disease cannot be prevented, if detected early, its cure can be effective. At high rates in any other type of cancer, about 95%. If it's checked, it can be curbed. Your doctor's office and local health department should be able to give you a testicular self-exam shower hanger, which is a plastic water-resistant die-cut card that hangs on the shower head. On the card are simple instructions for a self-exam. You can ask your doctor for it. Any well-trained doctor would be able to give you that information. Always follow your doctor's orders to a T. Now, I don't, when it comes to certain medicine, and I'm going to tell you why I don't, because I'm on high blood pressure medication, and I'm only supposed to take a half a tablet. And sometimes when I know that I'm not driving, when I know that I'm not going anywhere, I'll take a whole tablet if I'm watching a football game or something like that, because it works to lower my blood pressure. And it's but no driving, because it does make me a little dizzy. But I take a half a tablet every morning. I have to take it in a few minutes after I finish this webcast today. So follow his orders to the T, whether it is to finish all of the prescribed medication or to attend physical therapy sessions. You know, when I had the open heart surgery, they wanted me to go for a number of weeks to this therapy session. Well, I asked the therapist that came out to the house, what did we be doing? And he gave me I do the therapy at home. I'm not driving to Torrance. I do the therapy at home. I walk. I don't need anybody to take me by the hand. I'll tell you a story. When I was in the hospital for my open heart surgery, they told me the day afterwards when I was awoke, they said, we aren't going to send you home until you get outside of this door and walk around the corridor of the whole hospital twice on your own with a nurse at your side to make sure that you were not. See, they have to make sure that it took, that the heart can take the pressure. And I'm going to tell you guys something. It took me well over a good year, about a year and a half, to get back to the place where I was supposed to be. Now, where the spiritual aspect comes in, that I've never been afraid to die since I've, you know, called myself a person united to the Spirit of God. I'm not afraid to die, because dying is where I go on to exercise my life in a spiritual matter. And I'm a very spiritual-minded person. But at the same time, I'm a person that knows why I live the way I live and whom I am living for. Kick the cigarette habit if you're smoking. And even abstain from sexual intercourse if the doctor tells you to do that. Some of us might want to attend a health fair, a particular conference that looks at a particular disease that can analyze it. Sometimes your religious institutions take you through things like that, or just seminars on African American health. Remember, if you got a son or a nephew, a grandson like I have, male cousins should begin seeing their own doctors by the age of 18. I did. My dad, man, he, yes. My dad introduced me to that. They have in a book a suggestion, It's called Black Man's Guide to Good Health by James W. Reed, Charlene Shucker, and Neil B. Shulman to your personal home library. And I think that's some good advice. Oh, and don't think that misfortune is not going to come your way because you have a special favor with God. No. Life is going to happen to you. I don't know how it's going to approach you individually, but it's going to approach you in the same way that it has approached me. And life is no respecter of persons. Believe you me. Thank you for coming to my website. And take this advice. Take care of yourself.